Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, welcome. This is Parshvika. Welcome about how to deal with the low sales season in your business. Now, this is normal and natural. This is part of the process because after the quarter four, the beginning of the new year, the quarter one will gonna be really a little bit slow or maybe high depending on whatever business you're doing. But in general, mostly the businesses are having a lower quarter four and they are working on managing and working on the products and behind the scenes administrative processes they work on at this particular of the quarter one because the sales are not that huge in comparison to the quarter four. And since the quarter four is the Christmas season, all the holiday seasons and everything is there, so obviously people buy a lot of the stuffs with the Black Friday deals, with the Cyber Monday stuffs. So after that, there is a little bit dip in the sales. And that's part of the process. So how to deal with that? Let's businesses deal with that. Some businesses started with a subscription plan. Some businesses started with a product launching, like they launch a new product at this time of the new year or maybe at the Valentine or something like that to increase their sales or different strategies. But I'm going to talk about a little bit of the mindset shifts and also a little bit of the strategies you could approach in your business to have a kind of like a sales all kind of like having a normal constant phase of all the sales all throughout the year. Let's talk about that. The first thing you have to keep in mind that business is just like a life. There is always going to be the peak and lower dips in the life, okay? You're not going to always rise up. You're going to see this kind of like curve would be there, up and down, up and down. Similarly, the business will also going to be like that. It's normal. It's part of the process. Every businesses had their different seasons. Some businesses were in the growth phase. Some businesses were making a huge money. So they were in actually expansion phase. Some are kind of like a retraction phase. And depending on whichever season you are in, you're going to see the different seasons in your business. Plus, there are the different seasons in a year as well in your business. Like a few months, you're going to see a great expansion, great sales. Other time, you're going to see a growth is there. Other times, you're going to see the retraction is there. So this is the part of the process. This is a part of the journey. It's normal. There is nothing wrong with you or your business. So first thing, this is you have to understand and you have to keep this thing in mind while running your online business or if you're looking forward to start one, then keep this thing in mind. The second tip I have for you is to have some kind of like a marketing or pricing strategy or product strategy that could help you to bring you the sales all throughout the year, okay? I would recommend you to have a subscription plans because I think that the subscription, the membership works pretty well because you're going to have the consistent income every single month coming from your business, whether you are having a digital product subscription plan or you're having a physical product subscription plan. Depending on whatever product you're selling, obviously this is still gonna vary, but again, you could have a membership or a subscription that could actually give you the consistent sales, consistent money every single month. Another thing you could do at the time of the quarter one, when you see the sales are low, you could start with a new products launching, or you could have the sales as well. Like you could have the offers and discounts or the coupons giving to the people, whether for the new year, for the Valentine, or for some other occasion, you could have that kind of stuff, or you could launch the new product to give a little bit boost of the sales. This is something you could very well do depending on whatever kind of a business you're having. And obviously, some things will going to apply to your business and some things will not gonna apply. So you can take my advice with a grain of salt. I have for you is to utilize the time when the sales are low to actually build up the new product plans, new design plans, or administrative tasks or the backend tasks. Like I usually utilize this time for product management, for all the planning, for all the research for the entire year. Depending on whether you're doing a print-on-demand business or having some other business, like this thing will going to vary, okay? But this is the time, like the first 3 months of the year, you could utilize very well to plan, research, do the backend task, administrative task, focusing on the design, product building, and all that stuff. You could focus on your business at this time of the backend of the task when the sales are low. So you could be actually getting a fresh new products in the market at the beginning of the quarter two when the sales will go on rise, and then you could have a great year all throughout the months, all throughout the upcoming months. So this is a strategy which I practically do. I like this time to plan, research, because this is a slow phase. Plus also you gotta see the sales here and there, not that much. So that's a great time to actually focus on the backend task, the research for the entire year. Like, what are the new products launches I'm going to be having? How I'm going to promote my business? What going to be new design look like? New product stuffs, or I'm going to researching, or I'm doing the analysis for 2022. So you could do a lot of the stuffs at this particular time. Since the entire year, the entire four quarters, you're going to see your business will be in the various different seasons. So depending on whichever seasons you are in your business, you could implement these strategies, these tips according to it. If you see the sales for your particular business is great at the time of the quarter one, depending on whatever business or niche you're having, then obviously you're gonna be focusing on the business expansion and bringing in the sales rather than the backend task. But when you see that the sales are not that high and it's not that great, then you can focus on the backend task. Tip I have for you, please take care of your mental and physical health. This is really important. When the sales are low, when the things are a little bit lower, or you're gonna see a dip in the stuffs, so you start feeling negative. It's normal, it's natural. Try to creep, or I would recommend you to always keep your business life, your professional life separate from your personal life. Don't mix these two lives together, because otherwise it's gonna be a hustle for you. So always understand that since life is a journey, so business is also a journey. Obviously there are gonna be the goals in between that you wanna achieve, but still you have to take it in a way that it's part of the process. The up and down is all part of the process. And when you're feeling down, focus on doing the things and activities that will going to make yourself busy and that will going to make you feel more joyful, more happy, rather than focusing on the negative side, on the negative current situation. So focus on the things that makes you feel better. You're gonna attract more better. Plus, I would recommend you to start with doing some meditation, exercises, yoga, or spending time with the other business people. Like, do something that is actually out of your business, or that is out of your life in general, that is for you as a human to fulfill your purpose on this planet Earth, that makes you feel like you are one with the universe. Do something like that, because these things will really going to help you tune in with who you are. And it's not just about your business, it's also about your life in general, right? So you gotta tune in with all the things that you wanna attract in your life, that you wanna achieve in your life, and then eventually you're gonna be able to do that. I have for you, obviously there could be a lot of the tips, a lot of the ways in which you can deal with that. But last tip is to actually try something new, experiment, or do a research, or start with something new and different. This is a great time to do the research. This is also the great time to experiment and exploring new ideas, exploring new stuffs that you had in your mind for a very, very long time. Like right now, I'm also working on something new for my own business, in my life in general, because the sales are not that great in comparison to the quarter four, and that's normal. So I'm utilizing this time to focusing on doing something new, trying something new, experimenting, exploring, having fun along the process, not just in your business but in your life in general. So hopefully these tips will going to help you dealing with the phase of the low sales season in your business. See you for the next time. Take care. Bye guys.